Blog Talk Radio. The Asylum has opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Motherfucker is free at last. Oh my God, this has been a long time coming. The motivation is back. The insanity is there. The energy has returned. And no, I'm not doing cocaine to the motherfuckers and thinking I'm freebasing. For those of you who know me, there is no introduction needed. You already know my name. But to those new tuning in, yes, I am the warden of the asylum. I am Christopher Cross. Oh, man, I have been away too fucking long. And I have some complaints. First of all, and let me get this, I'm going to touch on this one here. Now, excuse me there, to my like safe listeners, I'm a couple months behind the times here, so forgive me. But you elected an orange, like, Cheetos-looking motherfucker in the office, Donald Trump. And everyone is sitting there going, everyone has their different opinions of him. Okay, for years I thought this guy was fucking batshit insane. You look at his track record, and he's still letting him in the office. Man, like, they still have to experience him. Trump is the new orange. But there's one thing I'm going to say in his defense. And that is, everybody who bought Fifty Shades of Grey, Fifty Shades Darker, and all those books, you all had complaints over Trump and his naughty words. You ever read those books? That's all that is literary fucking porn. My goodness. And Trump says the word pussy, and you all just lose your minds. Joy's the live radio, me knocking my fucking mic. But it's an interesting concept, though, where you can read it in a book, either masturbate to it, and it's all good, but some, like, guy who wears really too much concealer says it, and it's just everyone goes nuts. But I guess that's the way it is. What we're going to do here, though, is I got one other complaint here, and this is to Just Incredible. Again, excuse me, there's a bit of a cough here. Now, Justin, you sick bastard, I miss this. I found this file the other day in my inbox from an unknown email. And this has your fucking name written all over it, dude. So, just for a good laugh to start the fucking show off, we're going to have just a little hotline bling here, Family Guy style. And if it wasn't Justin who sent this to me, whoever did, bravo, well played.
You should call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, Chris. That can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blings, Chris. That can only mean one thing. Cause ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Chris, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you, Chris, started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Popsicles hanging with some boys I never seen before. In the cellar. You should call me on my cell phone. Mostly on paperboy. Get your fat ass back here.
Now, what in the fuck was that? Fucking Herbert the pervert doing fucking Hotline Bling? Again, if it wasn't Justin did that, fucking bravo. Fucking had me fucking crying. Oh, fuck. But I got a few complaints. My next complaint is going over to my wrestling fans, and all I got to say is, John Cena's a fraud! Now, he say he matched Ric Flair's record for 16-time World Heavyweight Champion. No, 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 no. Bad Vince McMahon, you deserve a slap on the wrist, you old fucking coot. Ric the Nature Boy Flair, the standard being heavyweight champion, 22 times has held the world championship gold. Not 16, not 15, 22. So when John the Five Moves of Doom Cena can get to that via like Triple H and then Vince McMahon saying, like, I don't want to work tonight, so like Vince give him the title again, then he can talk. But right now he's a fraud. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Hang on a second. Oh, I thought that was muted. Yes, I'm dying on air here. Yes, sounds like I've got a big fucking hairball, and I'm just trying to cough her out. Let's see who we can harass here today. Let's make sure my phone book. Let's see who I can harass here. See, going through my phone book's an all like an awesome thing because I can harass everybody. And we're just going to see about a few things. And see if I can get anybody online here. One thing I'm just going to comment on, too. And now, these are, like, I'm not against marijuana. I consider marijuana similar to alcohol in the way it should be legislated. And there should be an age limit, like, yada, yada, yada. But I'm a security guard also by trade, and I've had offers to work the dispensaries. Now, my problem with the dispensaries, one, they're not operating legally right now. Regardless how you feel about Joe Trudeau and his policies, from like a security guard standpoint, they're not operating legally. Two, they're high risk. So like, and these guys don't want you to wear a body armor or take any steps to protect yourself. Meanwhile, there's thousands of dollars going in and out of these places, and enough weed to fucking get the state, like the whole province, fucking high in some of these places. And these are what you call dirty contracts. So to like my security peeps out there, and the guys who do security, especially in the province of Ontario, if anybody calls you up offering you these contracts, you're not worth the money. Because like as I spoke, I spoke to Metro Toronto Police, I've spoken to Ministry of Corrections, and I've spoken to OPP, just a few officials out of there, and they've all said the same thing to me. It's security guards are rolling the dice. You may be charged, you may not be charged, and it's a drug charge, where that basically you have to defend that like you're going to be charged with trafficking. And unless these places are going to cover your legal fees and can guarantee your license won't be affected, then yeah, for like 10, 15, 20 bucks an hour, whatever these places are offering, added on the fact that they won't let you wear body armor or take any steps to protect yourself while on the site, it's just a clusterfuck waiting to happen. So I'm not like interested in any of these places, and I advise them to. And if you have any questions or anything regarding about that, you can email me at hiredthugs666@gmail.com, and I can take some stuff there. Or C. Brennan or C. Cross at eyesinthenightmedia.ca. Now, I want to touch on something here a little personally, and I touched on the other day, and I didn't really publish it. I think I erased it, actually. I've lost a lot of people over the last few years, and lost somebody recently. It's just been hard. And his name was Steve, but everyone knew him as Tiny. Good guy, had his issues. But it's hard when you lose somebody and you just keep it inside. So Bell has this thing once a year, mental illness, let's talk. You know what? That's bullshit. It shouldn't be once a year. It should be every day. It should be every single day that talking happens and stuff happens to help people get through it. I know people who suffer from depression, from anxiety, myself included, my sons. And there are times you feel less alone sitting by yourself than you do in a crowded room when you go through stuff like this because people just don't understand. So speak up. Just talk about it. Educate yourselves and each other. And you know what? It may just be a better look all around. But what I'm going to do right now for Tiny, for everybody I've lost, for everybody who's lost somebody, this is for you guys. And I guess my renewed enthusiasm in the show, my renewed enthusiasm in general is in memory of everybody who's not here right now, and hopefully they're watching. So this fuel, leave the memories alone, and you are listening to the only podcast that matters. My name is Christopher Cross.
Here I am with my thoughts of you, and this world I've left for me. Stoic faces when I think of you, and how I once believed. So now you call me, but you know I won't let you through. Have myself to deceive.
Hey, this is Christopher Cross. That was Fuel. Leave the Memories Alone. A little, we'll say, something to remember. I guess something just for everybody who's not here with us today. Now, on to the fun stuff, kids. Now, you guys, a couple shout-outs I need to do here to a couple of my biggest fans. One of them being Joel. My favorite little Newfie Nuke. She's a fan of Straight Shooter. To Jill. You never approved of my alter egos. But damn girl, you did encourage me. Two of my best friends. And it again is for you guys. I have decided to come back onto air. And among other people, like this Valkyrie down in the States, who always sends me the occasional email, when you coming back? And it has been absolutely fucking awesome, the response I've gotten planning to come back. But now I do have Christopher Crossware. So, yeah, I've got clothing set up. I'm setting up where I can get a Toronto number, where I can do a bunch of different things, where I'm going to take this show where I should have taken it a couple of years ago. But, and also, like again, going back to the things, I'd like to thank Chris Mysterion and Teresa Venom for being an inspiration for the absolute incredible work ethic those two have, and those two always inspire me when I see their posts. But let's get on to the entertainment industry here, and I have some fucking gripes. One, this goes to the DJs and the promoters, and not all of them are bad, so let me just clarify this first. They're not all bad, it's just there's some mealy-mouthed rat little motherfuckers out there who call themselves DJs and promoters and think they can run shit. So I get these guys walking into my clubs I work at as security and thinking, poking me in the chest, and I'm 6'3", over 300 pounds. And when I get some guy who I could sneeze and blow his fucking ass over, yeah, really not a good look. So let's get a couple things straight. So if you guys are listening, like the little rat motherfuckers who are listening, let's get something straight. You come in there and you do shows. And security, unless you hire me, I work for the venue. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a fuck who you think you are. That's like I've thrown DJs out of their own fucking shows for being assholes. And to be perfectly honest, you set a higher example. So if you shit on point, you got shit on lock, then you need to be an example for everybody else in behavior. And not get drunk off your ass and look like a fucking idiot. And then get your ass thrown out for being a fucking moron. And then the promoters who try to rob their fucking performers, this is the best one, is where you guys will throw shows. And you're supposed to get paid out of the cash box at the end of the night. At the end of the night, like 10 minutes before the last guy gets off the stage, all I see is the promoter with the cash box in hand running out the front door. Like he's got the cops after him. And nobody learns because they go back to these same fucking promoters. Jesus Christ. And you all bitch about the mistakes, but then you go perform for them the next week. Fucking really. Anyways, looking at my Facebook here, I have like another gripe with fucking Facebook. Now, everyone knows I have my fucking gripes. Everyone knows I have like issues with Facebook. Everyone knows I have my fucking issues in general with Facebook. Now, one big thing I'm going to say is if you have to keep your relationship off Facebook, hang on. I'm on the air, you fucking asshole. You can call me back later, bitch. Now, if you keep your relationship on Facebook, there's more issues in your relationship than meets the eye, or you're just a very private person, either way. But there's something called Facebook-itis, or Facebook love. I'll call it Facebook love, where, and guys and girls are both guilty of this, so if I seem like I'm hating on women here, it's not that I'm hating on women, it's just because women have a tendency to fall a lot harder than guys and sooner. I'll tend to focus on this, but it's not directed at anyone in particular. And there's my disclaimer for the night. So the first week, and this goes like a menstrual fucking cycle for guys too, where the first week of the month, oh, I fucking hate men. I fucking hate women. Fucking, I don't want a relationship. They're all fucking idiots. Fucking single for life and living it. Yeah! You sound like a fucking 60s protester. Fucking bow to the people. Fucking sound like you should be screaming, Attica! Attica! No more relationships! Leave me alone! I'm fucking fragile! And then somewhere between day one and day seven, you meet somebody. Could be a guy, could be a girl, could be a fucking goat you met on the farm. Who the fuck knows? And then all of a sudden, your mood miraculously changes. It's like you've taken a hit of your ecstasy. And you're like, wow, I've met my boo. I love him, I'll squeeze him, I'll scratch him, and I'll call him George. And we will live together forever and ever and ever. And you got that sweet, sickening diabetic shit happening for about a week. So between like day seven, like midway through the second week. And then getting down to the end of the second week. Oh, we're moving in together. We've got a place. Yay! So I just look at these people. So let's break this down. You met this person probably in a bar when you were hammered. And they look at me like, yes, sir. And you think they're your soulmate. They look at me like, that's right. And now it's not even 2 weeks in, and they already have a key to your place, and they're moving. They're going to be moving in with you. And they go, that's correct, sir. Okay. And all of a sudden, I get visions of fucking Tom Cruise and Rain Man fucking sitting there like with fucking, what's his name, Dustin Hoffman playing out Tim Kennedy fucking hitting himself in the head like, no, 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 bad thoughts, I need these out of my head. No, no, no. And now, getting into the third week, and I'm getting through my cough, I'm getting over slightly asthmatic here. Getting into the third week, the magical week, when everything happens. You spent 2 weeks fucking like rabbits, sucking cock like a champ, or eating pussy like you've never eaten it before. And then the third week comes along. Yes, the third week. The one where you both start to realize maybe you've rushed into this. Because let me just remind you all of something, especially for those of you listening who may be coming up on the third week, that two things happen. You either start to really fight a lot, or one of you loses all sense of reality, loses complete sanity, and utter those magical words. Boo, will you marry me? And the other one just caught up in the moment, caught up with the emotion, going, oh my God, yes! Now, I'm a romantic at heart, and I'm also a fucking cynic, so I'm kind of screwed on both counts. But if you're going to sit there, and after 3 weeks of just fucking and sucking, moving in on week two and then week three, if you're going to get married, just basing on a Facebook relationship, there's an issue! And you should take some time off and figure out how to make life decisions. God damn! And what makes it even worse, during this time you've had unprotected sex. And the guy's using this like, oh, don't worry, I'll pull out. Or she's using like, oh, don't worry, baby, I'm on the pill. So you're both full of shit. And then the end of week three comes. Yes, the end of week three. Where he's decided the grass is greener on the other side. Where she's decided that maybe she's made a mistake. And then the fighting starts. You have to choose friends. You publicly start to insult each other on Facebook. And then it gets really dirty. And then by the end, excuse me just a minute here. You know what? Talking this much with a throat like this, I forgot how stressful this is. Then they said the fourth week. So you guys are fighting now. And you're either broken up or in the process of breaking up. So by the near the end of the fourth week, you're both like, ah, fuck, single for life. Gonna be single, gonna dump that asshole. You know what they say, to get over somebody, you have to get under someone. Blah, 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 blah. And you're both starting the cycle over again. So day one, you're back to single for life. Relationship suck. Yeah. Oh, pardon me. But fucking, if you're going to have a relationship, all I suggest is you do it in the real fucking world. Facebook is not the real world, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people forget that. Where, like, I've had family members, well, the few family members that I have left block me because they can. Like, hanging up the phone just isn't enough. Like, this is the ultimate insult now. Like, everyone can hang up the phone or ignore text messages. But if you block somebody on Facebook, especially a family member, oh, that's just fucking, that's just, it's on then. Like, it's just a fucking insult. It's like, you blocked me on Facebook. Oh, my God, they're serious. Who gives a fuck? Like, if you haven't spoken to these people in how many years and then they block you on Facebook because, like, they're dicks, what's the difference? Just post an open message, thank you, and move on. Oh, fuck me. I don't know. I should maybe hire an assistant. Yeah, get her under here and just under here just checking my microphone. Yeah, I just need a good mic swallow. Did I say that out loud? God damn, I'm a bad, bad boy. Anyways, we are coming up on the half hour mark, which is rather impressive. So what I'm going to do now, and like I said, I'm breaking protocol here, but I'm going to start getting some indie music and some underground stuff to give you guys some real, differences, like some real talent here. I've tried to choose some talent from mainstream, but you know what? I'm going to just put on right now, I'm going to put on Fozzy, like lead singer Chris Jericho from WWE fame, and it's called Enemy. I'm going to be back in 4.5. My name is Christopher Cross, and you are listening to the only podcast that matters. You are in the latest session of Group Therapy.
Remember me, you can't see.
Yeah, Mr. Cross, you know, you just have to keep the sound levels down because we just, you're going to blow the fucking equipment and I have to fucking spend a week trying to fucking fix it.
Oh, no, dude, I'm so sorry. Guys, we just got a new sound guy in here trying to help me with the equipment. And it's just a bit of a fucking asshole. Ah, fucking assholes, you know what my daddy used to say? Lips and hips are the same fucking thing. Fucking equipment, I'm just going to go out of the fucking bowl. All
right.
You guys, see if he's going to work out. Anyways. Oh, fuck. It's been a bit of a... So some of the shows I want to do getting back, like interviews are my big thing. So I want to interview some of the DJs I work with, some of the club owners I work with, and get their intake on the entertainment industry and a few other things. Interview-wise, swore I'd do at the start of this last year. I'm going to contact him and a few interviews I wanted to do. And just get back to being me. And one interview I am going to do is I'm going to bring him on air, and he's a media whore much like myself, is Killa Killa. He's got some new releases coming out, and I've heard some previews, and this is he's dropping fire. So look this guy up on Reverb Nation. Look him up on Facebook. And just look him up, and he's going to be one that you should watch out for along the local scene. I'm going to go track down my madman, Just Incredible. See if he's straightened up. I had to stick him in the ass with a hot poker. I kind of liked it. But it's an awesome feeling to know I'm back. It's an awesome feeling to know I've got all sorts of people supporting me. And it's an awesome feeling that this is the way it is. So you know what I'm going to do tonight, guys? I did make this for 60 minutes. But you know what? Me rambling on for another 20 just going to sort of kill the flow. So I'm going to end it early tonight. And we're going to get some shows going. A bit more music, a bit more of that. But my name is Christopher Cross. And maybe this episode should have been titled instead of A Few Complaints, Group Therapy, The Road Back. Remember guys, we all, in life, we all have those hard times, and maybe once in a while we all need a little group therapy. I'll see you next episode, guys. Thank you so much. My name is Christopher Cross.